Okay, so, good morning. It is the 19th of October, 2018, and today we have the Wheel of Fortune reversed. It is not the day for Vegas. Of all the things I could say about this grand card of destiny of the Major Arcana, the Wheel of Fortune, I'll start with the obvious. You don't have to read tarot to understand this card. You certainly do for the arcane old-time images which could have you studying this one card for years. Egyptology, the Kabbalah, Hebrew, Torah, astrology, mythology, and numerology. 10 equals 1 and 0 equals 1. A cycle ends so that another can begin. Create the code that is the message of the Great Wheel. However, the Morgan Greer deck keeps things mercifully simple. A king and queen sit high in the sky atop a great spoked wheel, having a grand old time. They both wear gold crowns, and he lifts a gold cup in celebration. We're on top of the effing world, he sings to his lucky queen, who sits up high beside him, resplendent in a royal purple gown. The lucky planet of expansion, jolly Jupiter, rules this card, as well as happy-go-lucky Sagittarius. What could go wrong? The king toasts their good fortune. From stage left, out of the white fluffy cloud sneaks the infamous giant Sky Hand of the Tarot, who turns the wheel by means of a golden handle attached to the center of the spokes like an axle. Stage right, we see the flailing legs and feet of a peasant who has just been thrown off the wheel altogether, with a long way to fall. He was just on top a minute ago. Let's turn it upside down. This is a turning point, and not just for you. There are others on this card as well. The human cast to the bottom is now on top, and the king and queen on the bottom. This is all about a cycle. You're riding high in April, shot down in May, as Frank Sinatra sings. Or think of the poor singer in Journey, who apparently was not copied on the itinerary, yet still placed his trust and faith in the ever-turning wheel in the sky to have him where he needed to be when he needed to be there. If you're down on your luck right now, you won't be forever. One of the key words of this card is destiny, which is where it gets complicated. This is a life-changing twist of fate or a literal turn of events you didn't see coming and can make us wish major turning points in life didn't always have to be so jarring. This is the shit over which we have no control, but you're not alone. Learn to recognize and appreciate the ending of a natural cycle rather than fight it. Every phase of life has its own challenges and rewards. This goes back to the old Chinese adage about change being thrust upon you if you don't recognize the need time for it yourself. This is that. Fortunes come and go, and the wheel turns for everyone. Enjoy the ride while it lasts. And have a good day. Goodbye.